Somebody pray for me. It been a day for me.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're hearing the song Humble by Kendrick Lamar. It's appearing on a lot of top 10 lists among the best songs of 2017. As we near the end of the year, we wanted to take a listen back at some of the top songs of the year. We know that end-of-year lists are highly subjective, so your top songs of 2017 might be different than our next guest picks. So you can call in and share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What was your favorite song or album of the year? Justin Barney is with us now. He's music director for Radio Milwaukee. Justin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, before we get into your top 10 list, was there a general theme in music this year, something that struck you?
Something that came out this year, there wasn't necessarily like an... I think we, with like a certain political climate, I think that we were kind of feeling like, oh, this is going to be a year of like something very targeted. But it really, there wasn't something necessarily that was like, oh, everybody is doing this one thing.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, it was super diverse and there was all kinds of stuff coming out of everywhere. There wasn't one single theme that I tuned in on. It was all happening. There was, 2017 was an incredible year for music. I mean, it's my job to like be on top of all this.
Uh-huh.
And for a person that whose job it is to keep on top of it, it was hard for me to stay on top of all the fantastic music that was coming out.
And that strikes me. It's not my job to just focus on music. And as I start to dig into these year end lists, I'm like, how in the world would somebody be on top of all these different genres of music?
Yes. Yeah, it's and this year especially, all like every single kind of genre, everything, everybody was hitting. We had amazing releases from jazz musicians, from hip-hop, R&B, pop music had a huge year. Alternative, like every single genre just had amazing albums that came out.
Well, you sent us your top 10 list and some clips from them, and I want to get into that. Let's start with, I'm going to cheat.
All right.
I'm gonna go right to number one. I don't know if we'll get all 10 in, so I'm gonna go right to number one. Spoiler alert. Let's give a little listen to Big Thief, and the song is Mary.
What did you tell me, Mary, when you were there so sweet and very full of field and stars you carried all of time? Oh, in heavens, when you looked at me, your eyes were like machinery.
Now, a lot to choose from in what you're saying is a good year of music, and this is the one that stood out at the top. Make the case here.
This was the one that hands down stuck out for me. Big Thief, they're a band that is from Brooklyn by way of Minneapolis. They released an album 2 years ago called Masterpiece. They're on Saddle Creek Records, which is out of Omaha, Nebraska. And they released this album, Capacity, that came out like in the middle of the year. And I had like listened to it a couple times, and I was like, this is good. And then I do this segment at Radio Milwaukee where I talk to musicians about what music they're listening to. And this was the one where I talked to 5 musicians this year, national artists touring around the world,
uh-huh,
that all said, I'm listening to Big Thief. You got to check this album out. And so something clicked, and I was like, all right, well, I have to give this album more of a shot. And I was listening to it, and every single time this song Mary came around, I was on the way up here and I was listening to it and got goosebumps. It's the song I listened to the most out of any song, and it gave me goosebumps because it starts off super quiet and it's got this piano in there, and then it just starts to build and build and build, and as soon as you hit this part, she's got this big long verse, and it just kind of ramps up and ramps up, and it becomes this kind of this march, and it's this rising song that gave me goosebumps the whole year. It was my number one song.
And this is something I notice with music sometimes, and I'm sure a lot of people have thought this before. Sometimes it's that song that just grabs you right off the bat.
Yeah.
And then 5 or 6 listens, you're done with it.
Right.
And then there's the one that just keeps sneaking up on you a little bit.
Seriously.
Each time you listen to it.
And this was, it was the whole album, and it was really that song. And that's tough for, especially like right now in music, there is so much, like we were saying, there's so much music going on, and it's so easy to go on to the next song, go on to the next album, and just listen to things one or two times. And so to go back and to listen to things over and over and over again is can be a bit of a lost art, but uh-huh. is something that is really rewarding as well.
Well, unfortunately, we are going to move on to the next song now.
We could just
play that one again and again through the yeah. hour. Let's go to number 7 on your list, Rolling Mental Dice here.
Sure.
May I Have This Dance by Francis and the Lights featuring Chance the Rapper.
In the ground we bury the seeds of a pantry, all the things we carry, now we're down to our bare feet. May I have this dance? Can I say something?
Okay, so the first thing I did on listening to this one was search the band, Francis and the Lights,
yes.
and make sure it wasn't like a front act for Peter Gabriel.
Oh, seriously, Peter Gabriel vibes. I remember I saw him for the first time, and I was like, is this Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins like on the stage? I mean, seriously, this was a bit of an interesting one because the song May I Have This Dance was released on his previous album, Farewell Starlight, that came out last year. Francis and the Lights, he worked on this album at April Bass here in Wisconsin.
Oh.
He stayed in Bon Iver's. He was like, Bon Iver described it as like, he basically, Francis and the Lights was like living in his basement for
okay.
a while as he made this album. And then he released Farewell Starlight and came out. And then this song came out, got the assist from Chance the Rapper from Chicago. And it just came out as a single. This was not on an album. And it just kind of like took over. And it's an amazing song.
We're talking about some of the best music of 2017. Justin Barney is with us from Radio Milwaukee. Oh, where to go next? How about, tell us a little bit about here's a fresh-faced new kid I want you to tell us about him. This Randy Newman fella has one of the best songs of...
Randy Newman surprisingly slid into my top 10 list. I was not expecting it. Randy Newman came out with his album Dark Matter, something like his 20-somethingth studio album, and I've always had a little bit of a soft spot in my heart for Randy Newman. He's clever lyrically, and he just like writes things that are very listenable. And on this song, what I really love about Randy Newman is that he kind of like writes a lot for Disney, writes a lot of these like kind of like happy sounding songs,
like Pixar movies, right? He's been
yep.
in
yeah. yep. And his studio albums kind of have this like dark, cynical edge to it, and I've always loved this dark side of Randy Newman compared, and this light side that he arranges with. And on this song, you don't get as much of that cynical side. You just get this really heartfelt song that's called She Chose Me. That it's really, really romantic, all about this person that he is with, and he is perplexed that she would love him.
Here's She Chose Me by Randy Newman.
Not much to talk to, and I know how I look. What I know about life comes out of a book. But of all of the people there are in the world, she chose me.
Yeah, so that's pretty sweet.
It's very
And that's
sweet.
Not that cynical side of Randy Newman
no.
you were talking about. Oh, that's a nice one. And so you're thinking all these fresh new bands coming out with stuff, but a lot of people are still coming out with great stuff from the old days too.
Exactly. I feel like music critics have a tendency to just want the new and something that's flashy, but also you got to keep up with the Randy Newmans of the world who have released over 20 albums and are still at it strong.
Let's go to your number 4 for the year. We're going to get to some Wisconsin stuff in just a bit, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give a listen to LCD Sound System and American Dream is the song. Nope. Okay, we're searching that one up. But tell us a little about LCD Sound System and American Dream.
LCD Sound System released this album called American Dream this year, and I was a little worried about it. They had broken up in 2012, made a big deal about breaking up. They played this song, this farewell show, The Long Goodbye, in Madison Square Garden, and they made this big deal about breaking up, and then they're like, you know what? We're going to come back with new music. And I was like, all right, LCD Sound System. But then they came back, and the music was just as good, if not better than ever.
We'll go out to our break with LCD Sound System, talking to Justin Barney from Radio Milwaukee, sharing his top songs of 2017. You can find a playlist at WPR.org/Central Time and a Spotify playlist there. And you can call in with your favorites at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.
I know you think I'm a psychopath, Democrat lurking in the dark. This sucks, I'm the Kmart soda jerk, served to trash. I kept the stash of Coke candy.
Central Time, I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking to Justin Barney from Radio Milwaukee about the best songs of 2017. You can join in with your favorites at 800-642-1234. And Justin, that's Something for Your Mind, number 5 on your list by Super Organism. Tell us about that.
Something for Your Mind and the band Super Organism kind of came out of nowhere. That was like literally the first song that they ever released. They've got like 4 songs in the world right now. They didn't release an album in 2017. They didn't release an EP, but they released that song and I absolutely fell in love with it. They met on the internet. Orna was their lead singer. She's from Japan. She was going to high school in Maine in the U.S., and she got hooked up with this band from New Zealand that she saw at a show when she went home in Japan, and she, like, messaged them online, and they met up after the show, and they decided to start making music together. They sent files to each other from New Zealand to Maine, and they wrote the song together. They're going to release it full-length next year.
That's interesting. So international collaboration. That reminds me of a question I wanted to ask. How has... on the receiving end, how have things like Spotify and other and YouTube and other ways of streaming music changed the way we find our music?
It's for sure. It's changed the way that we find our music. I think that Spotify's weekly discovery playlists have really become the dominant way that people discover music, or a dominant way that people discover music. Also on YouTube, we were just talking about Super Organism, and she met the people that produced the song because she saw one of their videos on a YouTube suggests when she was like going through the song. So that's how they met as a band.
You can find a Spotify playlist, by the way, at WPR.org/Central Time with Justin's top 10 list on it. I want to visit Wisconsin. You sent us some favorites here.
Yes.
And this one, I told you this before we started. Maybe I'm just a homer here, but your 4 Wisconsin tracks I liked better than your top 10 tracks, period.
Which, amen.
Yeah,
right,
go Wisconsin.
On. Yeah,
so
I
here's
believe it.
Let's start with Abby Jean, and this is Cosmic Beings.
Cruising back to the way we were on the cusp of jaded and old. When the love ran thick and no one stepped, no wonder what just go, yeah. Through the time when you don't watch out.
It's a little more rocking, which is more my speed, but tell us about Abby Jean.
Abby Jean really had a year this year in Milwaukee music. We do an event called the Radio Milwaukee Music Awards. It's kind of like the Grammys for Milwaukee music, and she came away with multiple awards. She released this album called Rebel Love that was just amazing. And all this music that is coming out of Milwaukee, I'm like, why isn't she the biggest artist in the world? You know, like the music that she is making, that so many people in Milwaukee are making, are on par or even, as you said, better than the top 10 albums of the year. I mean, it's really incredible the talent that we have in the state right now.
Is the world's eye not on Wisconsin right now for some reason?
I don't know. Sometimes I kind of feel that way, that we have all this talent and we play music from all corners of the U.S. and I want them to start playing our music too.
Well, let's play a little more. This is an artist who's appeared here on Central Time, Milo, another Milwaukee artist, I think, right?
Yes, Milwaukee, and now he is moving out to Maine.
Okay. Well, Maine's going to be the new scene, it sounds like. That's two mentions of Maine for right? some reason. Here's a listen to Milo and Magician, parentheses, Suture.
Yes.
Left home in search of where the orchid grows. Found a lotus pond in Echo Park and got confused. Met an Aristotelian and got depressing about his awkward views. Why you so quick to divide? So hasty to devise and cut in two. Knowing it's impolite to tarry, I went about my way. And I don't like scary, so I ain't been around the way. Picking spinach out my teeth from the floor. Hold his notebook like an advanced new camera. The panorama.
Talk a little bit about Milo.
Milo recorded this whole album, Who Told You to Think. He did most of it in one take. He did all the vocal effects live because he wanted it to be like an experience, which is how his shows are. I mean, he sets up and he's knob twisting and he's doing all these effects and it's incredible. And he said that he wanted to capture that on an album, and he did it with this one. And Milo, I think, is really... he is like a public intellectual who like makes music. His mind blows me away.
My jaw dropped when you said he did it in one take, but it shouldn't because he did it here, I think, in one take, as I recall. Don't hold me to that. It's been a while. We're looking at some of the best tracks, the best songs of 2017. We have Justin Barney with us from Radio Milwaukee, and we're spending some time in Wisconsin now. You can get his whole top 10 list on Spotify at WPR.org/Central Time. Can you tell us a little bit about Gold? I don't know if I'm saying it right.
G-O-O-L-L-D-D, Gold.
Yeah, tell us about the band before we listen to a track from them.
They are, Gold is an incredible band. They started because the lead singer wanted to have an excuse to wear all the outfits that she had, like, in public, like, on display. So she was like, I should start a band so that I could put on shows.
Bands have been started for worse reasons.
and she, like, makes a new outfit for every single show, and they're super fun to see live, and... They're one of the bands that they played Turner Hall in Milwaukee last year and they sold it out, and they're one of the hometown bands that can sell out one of the bigger venues in Milwaukee, and they're incredible.
And how do they just say it, Gold?
Just Gold,
or like a soccer Gold?
That's how I like to say it.
Yeah,
that's my preferred method.
Yeah. All right, so this song is "Way That I Feel" by Gold. So fairly well rocking there.
Oh yeah, that one's more rocking. A lot of their stuff is poppy. It's super catchy, and you should listen to it. They're playing in Milwaukee for New Year's Eve.
Okay, yeah. So there's a couple of Milwaukee bands. Oh, let's talk about Webster X too. We'll get through all four you shared with us.
Webster X is on the point where he's about to break out nationally. He has created. He has created a scene kind of like around him and this whole thing in Milwaukee. We're all super supportive of him, and we want him to break out of the scene. He's been making music for a couple years with this kind of rotating cast of characters that they call New Age Narcissism. They're each individual artists in their own right, and they perform like on stage together, and it's like a variety show. And Webster X is kind of at the center of it. He released a solo album this year, and then he released this single called Everfeel that I think gives a real good feeling of who he is as an artist.
So Webster X and Everfeel.
Contrary to conscience, made me a monster doing the action. Call me your Bronson, rappers my kiss. Call me your foster, hitting the blush, getting responses. Rings on my pinky, pickles he thinking. Leading his people, slowly they're sinking. Slow it down and take a breath. Hey. We bang drums and bang out. Kenny Payne with smoke, sell a potion.
And so we keep hearing here, and when we had again some of these musicians on the show, a really thriving rap scene in Milwaukee.
The rap scene in Milwaukee is absolutely outstanding right now. You've got Here's Webster X kind of at the front. There's Ishtar, who is another young rapper who have both, like, they've created this scene around them. I mean, Webster X started this event called Free Space that is a, it's an all-ages kind of meeting that they have every, once a month where they, people of all ages come in and they collaborate with each other and they create with each other. And they've really, like, kind of created their own scene. Milwaukee hip-hop right now is at its peak.
So what are you looking for? We just have our last couple minutes here. What are you looking forward to in 2018 for releases or trends or whatever?
There, every year you get artists that you have been waiting for a long time that release albums. You get things that come out of nowhere. What I'm looking for in 2018, which is what I'm looking for, what I looked for in 2017 and before, are the things that come up and surprise you and you don't know that they're going to be great. You don't know. You're like not exactly anticipating anything because sometimes you can be let down by an anticipation. So I am looking forward to finding more stuff that I have never heard of or never saw in my life before.
And then look, getting back to the 2017 music, we talked about the whole initial impact versus staying power. What do you see yourself listening to from this year? Maybe this time next year, it's still in your playlist.
Oh, well, I would certainly say that my number one pick, Big Thief, that's going nowhere. And that is, I think that that will stay there the whole time. Kendrick Lamar, there is, which we didn't mention here, which needs to be mentioned at some point. You did start the program with it. Whatever he is doing next, he has the platform to do literally anything, and I can't wait to see what that is. Chance the Rapper, just really like kind of like rap in general, I think is just super good right now, and I can't wait to see where that goes to.
I want to give a quick listen to one of the songs of 2017, Despacito by a cast of thousands. We had a handful of people. Here's a listen.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto.
And so as pop songs of the year, and this was big. This is huge in the summer. You couldn't avoid it. You know, as pop song in the summer goes, this is a pretty good one.
Yeah, I would say that Despacito was a testament to just how undeniable a song can be. It is incredibly hard for a song to break through, especially a pop audience that is in a language that is not in English, and that one broke through because of how just undeniable it is.
Well, we'll leave it there this time around. Hope we can talk to you again, Justin. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Justin Barney, music director for Radio Milwaukee. He was with us to share his top songs of 2017. Head over to WPR.org/centraltime for a list.